The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google. What makes them industry giants? Get ready to take a peek inside and learn their secrets of success. This is Silicon Valley Insider, the show that demystifies the Valley and helps to elevate your business to the next level. Now, your hosts for Silicon Valley Insider, Keith Koo and Jonathan Ziegler.
Welcome to Silicon Valley Insider. I am your host, Keith Koo, and today I'm joined by two very special guests, Gary Tu, Managing Director of Changhong Innovation Labs, and Jennifer Wong. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
So starting off with the tech news of the week, and these are some very interesting stories. Every week is an interesting week. So many have heard that Steven Seagal actually had a branded Bitcoin-like investment or ICO. I'm not going to give you the name because I don't want you to try and invest in it. But the funny story is, and we've talked a lot about Bitcoin and blockchain, and my belief that this is a total scam, is that the mysterious Steven Seagal investment quietly went away. The folks behind the investment said that they are going to fully decentralize. So just to remind you that blockchain is a decentralized digital register, and that they no longer needed a management structure, and therefore the company no longer really exists. It's just now sitting out in the ether, so to speak. In more serious news, the city of Atlanta was hit by a ransomware attack. It's believed to be the Samsung virus. And the key thing there is that this is just a really good example that whether you are a enterprise or whether you're a local government or a university, ransomware is definitely real. The mayor of Atlanta, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottom, said that they were working with Cisco and Microsoft to remediate the problem. They actually said that the city discovered the attack by the security team. They noticed something looked really weird, and they had to actually shut down the entire city, including the airport, because they just couldn't tell whether or not something like transportation was affected. And this is also going to be very important, and that's why next week we're going to have the chief marketing officer of Actifio, Brian Regan, on the show. Actifio is what's called a Silicon Valley unicorn, so valued at over $1 billion. They're a data management company, also similar to Delphix, a company we had with Jedediah Yue on several months back. And they're going to talk all about data management, how to protect yourself, and really this risk-based approach that no matter who you are, and we've now heard it between Equifax or Uber, Facebook, that you really need to take data protection very seriously. And on a final note, another ransomware-related story was that a lot of the ransomware in a study was that the ransoms were usually paid in Bitcoin over the last few years. And it was going to an exchange in Russia, of all things. Once the Russians actually closed down their exchange in June of 2017, they're now seeing that people have moved away from Bitcoin and are using what we call altcoins to take their ransom payments. So just be careful. So back to our guest today, we have Changhong Innovation Labs, and we have Gary Tu, Managing Director. Gary has a really wide and diverse background. He has started three companies. He has a master's in physics and a PhD in medical research. So Gary, thanks for being here. And also we have Jennifer Wong, who's originally studied in Japan, speaks Chinese and Japanese and English, as well as getting a master's and MBA. So we talk about Silicon Valley Insider. We talk about Silicon Valley being the hub of innovation, but we also wanted to show that innovation happens everywhere. Changhong is one of the leading companies in the world that develops appliances, IoT devices, televisions, refrigerators, over 100 products. So Gary and Jennifer, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very happy to be here.
So Changhong is actually very interesting in that it pretty much re-envisioned itself over a decade ago. There's research that was done that said that Changhong, the founder at the time, or the chairman at the time, really wanted to inject innovation to the DNA of the company. And it's incredible because your revenue has increased from 10 million renminbi to over 100 billion renminbi in a decade. And that's just a phenomenal feat. So Gary, what is really continues to drive that innovation at Changhong?
First of all, thanks for inviting us to be on this show. And Changhong is a company I love to work with. Even I have done three startups, and the experience working with Changhong is a very good experience so far for me. As you just mentioned, Changhong has been in business since 1958.
Yes.
That's pretty old, at least older than myself. Okay. I think that what I learned from Changhong is that this company has been trying to reinvent himself constantly with reinventing DNA, you just mentioned, and you ask question, what makes Changhong can last so long? My understanding is that really because the DNA just is a material in the bottom. It's a spirit of his company to make it last so long. Changhong has been on a business, and the goal of our business is quite simple. Try to create a happier life. That's our the motivations for all this innovation.
Thank you. And it shows. I think back to some of the background of Changhong as a company, it's inside many, many leading brands around the world. We talk about Philips, we talk about Hitachi, Xiaomi. It's everywhere. And I think that's what often gets lost is people see the end product, but they don't always see what's inside of it. What was incredible is that you're the number one refrigerator compressor supplier in the world, and you're also the number one IoT device manufacturer in the world, and you're just now coming to North America. When we first met, we were talking about how when you started the IoT division at Changhong, it was like 30 million units in the first year, and this year it will surpass 100 million devices. That's just an incredible story.
Yes. Changhong has been experiencing a phenomenal growth in the last 10 years. That's because we are always trying to focus on what's needed by the market and try to provide the best quality products to support the market needs. We just started our IoT business around 3 years ago. The growth from a couple million to 100 million this year. We are one of the largest in the world for the IoT devices.
Yeah, and I just want to reiterate, that's 100 million units, not dollars. That is an incredible volume. And I know you support many different IoT protocols. So, you know, I think today we're going to get into a couple of specific use cases around the innovations that Changhong is bringing. But one thing I did want to mention is that you are an IoT device supplier. So for anyone listening with an IoT startup or an idea, this is something that they should really consider to lower their cost, but also to innovate. 100 million devices is a commanding lead in this industry. So one thing I wanted to mention is that later on in the show, we're going to get into something that you're just launching, and not in North America yet, but soon coming, is a robotic Chinese chef. And I think that's just incredible in terms of we've heard about autonomous driving, autonomous cars. Now we have autonomous cooking. So we'll talk about that in starting our next segment. Other things I wanted to bring up is that I am the MC of the 2018 San Jose Smart City Conference. That will be held on May 11th. Registration is just starting. So we will get more information to you on that. You can email us at info@svin.biz. Also, in terms of other types of activities we're doing, I just got back from the Plug and Play Blockchain Conference, and we were talking about InsurTech and the implications of blockchain with data protection, data privacy, and insurance. So we'll be talking more about that in a future show. So if you have questions or comments or you have ideas for the show, please email us at info@svin.biz, And we'll be right back with Gary Tu and Jennifer Wong from Chung Hong.
For questions or comments on today's program, call 1-888-828-7846. That's 888-828-SVIN. Now, back to Silicon Valley Insider. Once again, your host, Keith Koo.
Welcome back to Silicon Valley Insider. I'm your host, Keith Koo, and today I'm joined by two very special guests, Gary Tu, Managing Director of Chung Hong Innovation Labs North America, and Jennifer Wong, who's the Business Development Manager. So thanks again for joining us. And that sound means it's the email answer of the week. So last week, we had Eric Lee, the CEO of HubToken and the former co-founder of LinkedIn, talking about the Human Trust Protocol, which was very timely because we had this Facebook analytics problem, or Facebook Cambridge analytics problems. And a question came up is, well, Keith, you said that it wasn't a true data breach, that it was part of Facebook's platform. Can you explain more about that? So what that means is in social media platforms, it really is this concept of analytics. Cambridge Analytica is a analytics company that collects data on you. We've talked before in previous shows how in social media, it's useful. You can tell your friends and family how you're doing. You can post your pictures and photos. But at the same time, you have to realize that you are actually the product. So whether it's Facebook or whether it's Twitter or some other social media platform, you have to be aware of the permissions that you gave. So if you listen to last week's show, I actually gave a tip on how to keep yourself secure. But in terms of Cambridge Analytica, which is completely in the news coverage right now, they actually even went further. And one of the earliest employees said that not only did it happen for gathering data on people for the Trump campaign, but they did it for the Obama campaign as well. So people just really need to be very cognizant that this is what we call by design, that these are features that are in place. And then you really have to decide, one, are you going to delete Facebook or something like that or not? But if that's too drastic for you, just go back and think about, listen to what we said last week on ways you can lock down your privacy and control your data. So back to Gary and Jennifer. Thanks again for joining us. In our first segment, we talked about Chung Hong Innovation Labs, a global brand that is inside things like Philips and Haier and Hitachi. We went through the history of Chung Hong being a 60-year-old company and just all the things you're doing with IoT. But what was really interesting is that you're coming out with an autonomous chef or robotic chef for Chinese cuisine. And what I wanted to mention about that is there was a study done in 2002 called The Globalization of Chinese Food and Cuisine Markers and Breakers of Cultural Barriers by David Wu and Sidney Chung. And in it, they talked about the anthropology of Chinese cuisine, how it's everyone's in the world's second favorite cuisine after their native cuisine. And coming from my family, my wife's family, my father-in-law had a very successful Chinese restaurant outside of Sacramento, but we would call that Chinese American food. And really, in the study, it talks about how Chinese food, although it was the second most popular cuisine around the world, it takes on the characteristics of the local country. So, for instance, and I hope there aren't any Europeans that'll take offense to this, when I worked a lot and I traveled to, say, Amsterdam, I went to the best Chinese restaurant in Amsterdam. My friend from Beijing took me there. And before that, he said, I'm going to take you to the best Chinese restaurant in Amsterdam, but you won't like it. It's not going to taste like Chinese food to you, but it will be the number one Chinese food in Amsterdam. But I can cook much more authentic food for you. So we saw that with my father-in-law's restaurant. It was Chinese-American food catered to the local cuisine. But what we've also seen, and this is where it's very timely for this product, is that with the globalization of the world, you know, Chinese going everywhere and people traveling everywhere, you know, Jennifer, you spent and studied time in Japan. People are now demanding really authentic food, and people don't know how to cook that. So with that, let's just talk about this robotic chef that Chung Hong is coming out with.
Okay. Before I talk about this robotic chef, I want to try to give an idea why we come up with this kind of a product, right? Actually, it's not something which is come up like suddenly. It's still in a company's value line. I call it value lines because, as I said in the earlier recording, Tong Hong's belief or Tong Hong's value or the culture of the company is trying to make people's life happier. And since the company was established in 1958, in the 1970s, we realized people are more happier to watch color TV than the black and white TV. So Tong Hong became the first one to manufacture color TVs in China.
Yes.
And it is a great success. Later on, when we realized refrigerator is a very key part of your life, and a good refrigerator can definitely make your life happier. And so we focused to make the best compressors available on the market to make sure your refrigerator is always work as you need it. And so we become very successful on that too. Talking about the robotic chef, the idea has been a long time floating in a company because food is always an important part of your life, right? People will be happier if you had a good wine and a good dinner, so life has become more rosy after even one day's stress. However, when just have a objective view, but doesn't mean that you are able to make it until you have the right technology. Actually, that's another reason why we set up a Silicon Valley office, because we realized that if we want to make a happier life for people, we need to utilize the best technology available for our product. And so the robotic chef, actually, why we are able to do it today, because the artificial intelligence technology, the IoT technology, has developed to today, are able to support such a product. So it's really a combination of a mechanic engineer, a computer science, and a very advanced the algorithm to make it a sonic food through robots.
Thanks, Gary. I mean, that's an excellent example of multiple emerging technologies all combined into something that people usually don't think about, right? So people think about toasters and microwave ovens. They don't think about all the technology that it takes to make a chef that can recreate an authentic experience. Jennifer, you know, you studied in Japan, and what's interesting is a lot of the stereotypes of Chinese cuisine when I was born and raised here in America is that it was cheap and expensive, quick. But again, back to this authentic nature of it, not necessarily authentic. I used to watch Iron Chef a lot, the real Iron Chef from Japan translated here in the United States. And what's interesting is, I don't remember his name, but one of the number one chefs was actually the Iron Chef, he's Japanese, of Chinese cuisine. So that just, I wanted to bring that up because it's kind of the diametrically opposite of what people assume Chinese cuisine to be. So you were talking a little bit during the break about the authentic nature, the temperature, all that. What would you like to say in terms of that regard?
For Chinese food, it's very difficult to manage the temperature, you know, the quality, the quantity of the ingredients. Usually, it's not a follow the instructions like a recipe that we usually using for Western food. So Chinese food doesn't have the certain way, like, you know, you can, you know, you don't need to follow exactly the instruction just by experience. It's hard for, you know, new person to learn it. We come up with this idea, brilliant idea to make it cooking robots really working well for the kitchen environment. I think that's going to reduce a lot of time for you know, busy life people. They don't have enough time to come back home to cook, or you know, in the restaurant environment, it's going to reduce a lot of expenses for the restaurant as well. So we haven't started to sell in North America yet, but we believe this is going to be one of the great products that we manufacture.
Well, thanks. And we'll get right back to that in the next segment. So again, you're joined with Keith Koo, with Gary Tu, and Jennifer Wong of Chong Hong Innovation Labs. We'll be right back. You can email us at info@svin.biz.
For questions or comments on today's program, call 1-888-828-7846. That's 888-828-SVIN. Now, back to Silicon Valley Insider. Once again, your host, Keith Koo.
And welcome back to Silicon Valley Insider. I am your host, Keith Koo, joined today with Gary Tu, Managing Director of Chong Hong Innovation Labs North America, and Jennifer Wong, Business Development Manager. Thank you, too, for joining us again. And with that sound, it's the Cyber Tip of the Week. So this is both a cyber tip and a news story. So I won't name the company, but there was a medical company that had a misconfigured server, which led to the release of 40,000 patient records. And why I'm bringing this up as a cyber tip is because it was something as simple as what's called a misconfigured port. Now, not to get too technical, but a port is all over the place. There's over 65,000 of them, and it's something that your IT administrator usually manages, but it's very just easy to not have control over. So the tip is really to do a risk assessment, and hopefully you have the resource to do that. If you don't, there are companies out there that do it. You can also ask us, email us at info@svin.biz. Like I said, it's something very easy to do, but also something extremely easy to overlook. And we talk about ransomware, the Atlanta ransom attack. These are just things you need to know about. So on today's show, we're joined with Gary Tu and Jennifer Wong of Chong Hong Innovation Labs North America. We talked about the history of this behemoth in the manufacturing world. They do appliances. They have the largest refrigeration compression business in the world and the largest IoT device company in the world. And we talked about how they're bringing to North America an autonomous chef or robotic chef. We've talked about Teslas, autonomous driving cars, Uber, and now we're bringing it into your home and into your business, which is the robotic chef. Jennifer, in our last segment, you were just starting to talk about the complexity of Chinese cooking and how to get that right is almost an art until now. Now yes. You can actually, it's a science.
Yes.
So why don't we talk more about that?
It's, you know, for Chinese food for long history in China, and people eat Chinese cuisine in many different ways, you know, it covers a lot of different ingredients. It's one of the difficult cuisine to cook, I think, in general. It requires the just the right amount of ingredients, temperature, you know. So it's kind of hard work for cooking it every day, even at home. For this type of cooking rubber for house using is very useful for the big type of restaurant to use it. It's also quite useful. What is amazing about the machine itself is it learns very fast, and it actually can cook 30-40 different type of Chinese cuisine, and all has great chef's instructions. The temperature, everything is just right. The timing. I actually tried one time. It was great.
Okay.
It's actually tastes better than what I made.
Well, I'm looking forward to not having to travel to China to go try it out. So, Gary, in our last segment, we got into the science and the innovation in the device itself. So in order to have an autonomous or robotic chef, very similar to an autonomous or driving vehicle, there is artificial intelligence. There is data analytics. We get preferences of what people like. There is IoT. What other things go into building a machine like this?
Even I have been eating Chinese for my last 50 years, and I'm still very excited about this new product Chong Hong is going to launch. And Keith just mentioned you wish you can be the first guy in the U.S. to taste it. I will make sure it happens.
Thank you.
The robot chef, is a high tech product. Chinese cooking is a very dynamic cuisine. we identified three most important elements to make a good Chinese food. Number one is the ingredients, right? Ingredient, you know, Chinese food has complicated ingredients for each dish. And the ingredients are only one factor of the equation. Another two very important the factors to make a very authentic Chinese food is timing and heating. Each dish need a certain heating curve and also timing curve. At what kind of temperature, how fast you bring up the temperature, and at what time you flip the pans. So these three factors, ingredients, timing curve, and the heating curve are the most important factors on the equation. So with the artificial intelligent technology, and we are able to develop an algorithm able to support up to like 40 different type of very authentic Chinese cuisines cooking process. So that is pretty exciting in addition to a very high quality mechanical parts, right? We don't want to fall apart after a couple of dishes. And also another thing I'm very excited about this product because, as I said, the goal of the company is we're trying to introduce product to the market that can make people a happier life. For this product, I think it only can make the eater very happier, also can make the farmer very happier. We know that the kitchen is actually an ecosystem, right? From the farmer to the delivery guys to the raw food process and preparation and to the chef. It's a totally whole ecosystem. And so the robot chef we built is not just a standalone product. Actually, it's a system which are able to very accurate to know what's needed and what are people favorite dish ingredients and what kind of vegetables need to be by which season. And those data can really help the farmer to plan the agriculture, the planting for next year or the year after next year. So we try to make this whole ecosystem works for a better life for everybody.
That's a good observation, Gary. I mean, that is great in terms of making lives happier for the entire ecosystem. You know, I think people are already familiar with this concept. They just don't realize it yet. Coca-Cola for years has had basically your ability to mix your own soda. Now, soda is not necessarily good for you, but the concept of being able to choose your own flavors, being able to pick different combinations of Coke, that's been out for years. And really what your system is that what I'll say is on steroids, right? It's way more robust than that. So that was something that people are familiar with. So now you can actually pick the type of cuisine you want. You can choose the options. There's over 50 recipes, as Jennifer said. And all that gets fed back into a data lake, back to the high-tech aspect of this, that the suppliers, the vendors, the farmers who are supplying the vendors can all tap into that data and know what do they have to plant, what do they have to harvest, what do they have to produce in order to make a better ecosystem. In fact, you can even think about it potentially even driving down costs because you can now predict the types of ingredients you have. Now, this will be when the device is available in a mass market with lots and lots of customers, but that is what is the potential for this product.
Yeah, I cannot agree more. This product, why we are so ourselves are very happy about it, because it really provide a need to many, many people. Especially, I think it's very meaningful in the U.S. market. We know in China, everybody is a chef, right? But in the U.S., it's not like in China that everybody knows a little bit about the cooking of Chinese food. However, I know many of my friends, I really like to have Chinese food. And I hope, with this robot chef, after we introduce to the U.S. market, we really can make eating authentic Chinese food become very convenient and even very cost-effective to everybody.
That's great. When do you think that the machine will be available in the U.S. market?
Okay, right now, the first generation is more targeting we call the group meal that can support a group of people so lunch or dinner. And that product, right now the plan is released to the market on the late of the second quarter. And also we are working on a personal robot chef. It's more suitable for the home, and that's going to be released in next year.
Okay, great. I mean, that's really exciting. And I think, you know, especially being in Silicon Valley, you have companies like Google and Facebook. They're always looking for unique benefits to their employees. I think the chance of being to have the robotic chef in their cafeteria cooking a hot and authentic Chinese meal with the three elements you said, Gary, there's ingredients, there's the heat curve and the temperature curve or the timing curve. That's just going to be a really fun introduction into the U.S. market.
Yeah, and also because it's totally a connected device, and the menu can be upgrade when we have a new dish algorithm developed. And also it's linked to your APP on your mobile phone. So make the whole system very, very high-tech and very, very authentic.
Oh, wow. So I can actually control this device in the cafeteria with my own smartphone?
Yes. That's my goal. That's the company's goal.
I think productivity is actually going to go down once this product comes out, Gary.
It's a sad effect, right?
Yeah.
Happiness comes with a cost.
Yeah. You also hope that there isn't a lot of added calories or gained weight because of people trying to test this machine out. So thanks again. You've been listening to Silicon Valley Insider with Keith Koo. I've been joined by Gary Tu and Jennifer Wong of Changhong Innovation Labs North America. And we'll be right back. Email us at svin.biz.
For questions or comments on today's program, call 1-888-828-7846. That's 888-828-SVIN. Now, back to Silicon Valley Insider. Once again, your host, Keith Koo.
Welcome back to Silicon Valley Insider. I'm your host, Keith Koo. And today, joined with Gary Tu, Managing Director, Changhong Innovation Labs, and Jennifer Wong, Business Development Manager. Today, we've been talking about how innovation doesn't always happen in Silicon Valley. I mean, we're the hub of innovation, but innovation happens everywhere. Changhong, a 60-year-old Chinese company that's the manufacturer, one of the number one manufacturers of appliances around the world. They lead in refrigeration. They lead in IoT devices. That they are continuing to lead in innovation by creating a robotic chef. And this is a really fun device. We talked about the history of Chinese cooking all around the world, how it's every culture's second favorite cuisine, and how it adopts local customs and tastes. But now people can really try authentic Chinese cuisine in their own country by using this device. So thanks for being here again.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So, Jennifer, we were talking about the difficulty in truly cooking very authentic Chinese cuisine and how people who study it really want to get that right. So with this kind of robotic chef that you can put into a group setting like a Google or a Facebook, mm-hmm. and it's going to be available in second quarter of this year with a personal version out next year.
Yes.
How do you see this device initially taking off when people want to try it out? How do you think they're going to really react to this?
I think they will be surprised, first of all, and how tasty it is. It's actually tasting probably better than personal cooking at home. And secondly, they will surprise how accurate they can cook. Every time will be the same. If you put the same ingredients, it come out. The outcome will always be the same, easy to control, easy to manage. This is something that will feel good. Maybe they will feel a little scared as well, things are going around everything to becoming smart.
So my father-in-law, the Chinese chef, should be worried.
Yes, I think so.
Okay. And Gary, what thoughts do you have around the launch of this product?
Well, I have a lot of expectations about this product. You know, we really spend a lot of effort to try to make it a great machine. From what I learned, for each dish, we have a real authentic chef behind that. So it's a teamwork, engineer plus chefs, real chefs, to make sure each dish has the best ingredients, the best timing curve, and the best heat curve. So I'm quite confident when we introduce this product to the U.S., and the people will like it. And it should taste much better than the most they have right now. And also because it's a linked system, I said, is an IoT system, and make the whole ecosystem will be more tightly to prepare and cooking the food for you. So I'm very happy we have this product, and also I'm confident once we introduce this product to the U.S. market, people will like it. So we hope in the U.S. market also we can get support and with all different partners, right? Try to make it a happy element in our daily life.
Yeah, I think I shouldn't say that my Chinese father-in-law should be worried. I think the Chinese fast food chain should be worried, because this will be a much healthier, more authentic, and better product.
Or maybe look at another way, the Chinese fast food chain that can utilize this technology, make it a higher quality for people in the U.S.
Yeah, that's actually a better thought. That's great. That because Chinese fast food chains actually have some negative connotations. So being able to adopt a technology like this could actually improve the customer experience.
Yeah, we always believe, you know, I think one reason our Tang Hong can be in this business for 60 years, still growing with a very phenomenal growth. We believe everything we do, we try to bring win-win situation to the market. And only win-win can make everybody happier.
Well, with just a couple minutes left, that's been a really fascinating topic. I really enjoyed learning more about your company and what's happening with this robotic chef. How do people get engaged with Tang Hong? I mean, they can come to us, info@svin.biz, but what other ways can they engage with Tang Hong directly?
Well, next time when you go out for dinner, you can watch out the kitchen near you. You can find the Tang Hong.
Okay. And again, to find out more about this product, email us at info@svin.biz. We're happy to get you hooked up on when this technology is coming out. So again, you've been listening to Silicon Valley Insider with Keith Koo. I've had Gary Tu and Jennifer Wong of Tang Hong Innovation Labs North America with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A reminder that next week's show will be with David Regan, Chief Marketing Officer of Actifio. We're going to talk a lot about data management. So just as a reminder, we have the San Jose Smart City Conference coming up on May 11th in San Jose City Hall. We have 7 mayors confirmed, and we have a keynote by Sam Liccardo, the mayor of San Jose. If you want information on this conference, which is free to the public, email us at info@svin.biz. Registration will start this week. And if you have a technology or you have a relationship or you have an idea that you want included in the Smart City Conference, you can also reach out to us. And again, email us at svin.biz. So thanks again. And you can always reach us at info@svin.biz. And we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Silicon Valley Insider with Keith Koo. For questions or comments on today's program, or to schedule a complimentary consultation with Keith about your business, call 1-888-828-SVIN. That's 1-888-828-7846. 888-828-SVIN.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.